prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 29 March 2022, almost through the month of March, folks, and I think the weather's are getting a little prettier in days. We've had a March this year, up one day and down the next, but what are you going to do? It's just March. But anyway, I'm looking forward to our guest tonight, and you're in for a good program tonight. The first time I had this gentleman on, I'll bring him up a few minutes. His name is Charles Jennings. No, he's not the ex-news broadcaster. That's not him. Pastor Charles is the head of the Truth and History Ministry. We'll talk about that in a little bit and some of the things they offer people to understand what's going on and has gone on in the past. Prayer request tonight, if you don't mind, very quickly. I had a request from, of course, everybody knows Gary in Arizona. Gary calls the program very often. Fine, fine man. He and his wife out on the streets 3 and 4 times a week with a few volunteers trying to stop the murder of babies. Gary's wife's name is Donna, and Donna needs your prayers for some health situations. So please, would y'all keep Donna in your prayers? A very important individual to a lot of people, but especially to Gary. So keep her in your prayers. Also, Lynn Hudock, if y'all know this ministry at all, Phil Hudock is our producer. All the DVDs, CDs, all that's done, all the stuff that's done on the, I call it televised on the computer and send that all over the world. We have Bible studies. Phil takes care of that. Well, Phil just got over pneumonia and been very sick about a few weeks ago. Well, now Lynn, his wife's in the hospital with pneumonia also. Phil said she's not doing too bad, but she's in the hospital. So y'all keep Lynn in your prayers, please. I mean, it's been a battle in our family now with a little bit of sickness. As y'all know, we got behind in the Bible study because of this. But keep Lynn your prayers that it'll be a quick healing for Lynn. And also, Johnny, y'all remember Johnny? If y'all know, call this office, you talk to Crystal for sure. And Judy worked here for a long time. Now she's not able to work. She's trying to take care of her husband, Johnny. That is Crystal's mom and dad. Johnny is going to be sent home next Monday from rehab, and he's still not able to walk, very helpless, and they need prayer about how to take care of him when he gets home. Folks, this is a very serious situation. Judy can't afford full-time help, and she can't do it by herself. A lot of decisions have been made, so keep them in your prayer. Johnny, for increasing health, maybe he'll be able to walk again. He tried to walk today. It's a hard day. He ended up breaking down and crying because he couldn't do it. And being a man, I understand what it's like that we're no longer the man you used to be. The one who was the leader of the family, the one who was the strong one of the family, has to be weighed on hand and foot like a baby. Oh, that's got to be devastating. So please keep John in your prayers, and Judy also, and the whole family. Please do that. And as I said the other night, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing, this coming Saturday. Of course, it has a lot to do with how Lynn is doing, and I hope she's doing better, much better than. 10:30 a.m. is coming weekend. We're going to do, the, as always, a prayer request and praise reports and testimonies. 11:30, Phil Hudock himself is going to do the teaching this time. I'm looking forward to this. Phil always has good lessons lined up for us. So this coming Saturday, you can join us if you like by going to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look under live stream and click on there, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and there we will be kicking off the program and the teaching for this coming weekend. If you can't watch it on a computer, you can call us on the phone and listen at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And the gentleman tonight's on the program is one I just told you about last night. I had sent me the pamphlets on the six-pointed star, and it is not the Star of David. He sent these to me free, and I'm going to send them out free to anybody who wants one. If you call and ask for it, that's all you want, you'll get it. Just call Lisa, leave your name and number, and also name and address, I'm sorry, and we'll send it to you. If you place an order and want it, just let us know. We'll send it to you absolutely free. It's the six-pointed star, a symbol of idolatrous worship and medieval mysticism. So if you want it, folks, let us know. You can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And while you're there, you might want to place some orders for whatever you need. You might want the vitamin, a toothpaste, mouthwash, a REM sleep while it lasts. The book we've been offering for the last couple of weeks. We're going to end it at the end of this week on the Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution by J.D. Headley, a powerful book that everyone should read. Everyone, every adult and child should have this book to understand the type of man that stood behind the pulpit back in the 1600s, 1700s. Everyone needs this book. So it's available, $21.95. If you want it, just let us know. And that book we offer too here on the United States and Great Britain and Prophecy, a $5 donation will cover the cost to get it to you. It's $5, folks. Well, it's something that you need to know who you are. If you don't know your heritage, you don't understand the Bible. I know it makes people mad when I say that, but it's the truth. It's the truth. Now, let's go to a guest, like I said. I've met this gentleman for the first time, I guess, week four last, when I ordered the brochures off of him. And he spoke to me so kindly. He's such a kind gentleman. I thought, well, I'm going to have to, and he understands what's happening. I'm going to invite him on the program. Then I found out that he's going to be on Coach Dave Dubbenmeyer's program, but I had him on anyway. Y'all know Coach Dave very well. So anyway, brother Charles, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Butch, because it's my privilege to be part of your program.
Well, I tell you what, as I said before, I'm just a hillbilly, and most of my listeners are just like me. They don't talk the same. The only people who talk right are those that live here in West Virginia. The rest of them, we have to learn how to talk. But anyway.
Yeah, that's okay.
So anyway, I'd like for you to tell the folks a little bit about Charles Jennings, Pastor Charles Jennings, who you are, what you did, and what you did for a long time. How'd you get involved in the ministry and the Truth and History ministry? Just give us a bio about who you are. I want people to know who you are.
Okay, well, you know, I have to say that I'm an older gentleman now, but when I was raised in a Christian home and always had what we now call conservative values, had good father, good mother, taught me right. But when I went to school, at the high school, it was during the days when they started the TV, you know, large auditorium and have all these TVs sitting around. And that was actually a good thing for me because I learned a lot because they played all these old newsreels. And I began to discover, hey, there is something wrong in our nation because I was raised to be patriotic, love our country. But yet, you know, you can be raised right and have on these rose-colored glasses, and you can't see what's really happening. We love our country, but yet our nation, the body politic, is corrupt, and it's always been going back decades, not just in the last administration. I mean, or the last two. I mean, it goes back for decades.
Yes.
Well, I felt that I had a call to the ministry, so I pastored three or four different churches. And I had this desire that, hey, I want to know who I am. So I researched that area. And who is the enemy? Who is actually trying to tear down this nation? You know, we must have enemies. Jesus had enemies. I mean, overt, covert, outright, you know, in the open enemies. But the I began to preach this in my denomination that I was in, and they showed me the door. It's one man said it's like the superintendent gave me a kick with his boot with his foot still in it and pointed to the door, and we don't want you to come back. Well, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. That way, it took the handcuffs off of me. That way, I could say anything I wanted to say. So in 1998-99, my wife and I started Truth and History Ministry. And we started out talking about the things that a lot of people are concerned about. Our nation. How did we get to this point? What started the slippery slope of our republic towards Marxism? Well, that's a long story. You know, Karl Marx, he wrote his Das Kapital in 1848. And would you believe, I don't want to get too far in depth here in this part of the subject, but in the 1850s, and especially in the 1860s, men began to promote Marxism in this country.
Yes, they did.
And in the failed communist revolution in Germany in the late 1840s, they were not successful to overthrow Germany and make it a communist nation or a Marxist nation at the time. So where did those Marxists come? They came to America, and they joined the Union Army. Now, I know that, you know, you may have Southern listeners, Northern listeners, but this is a fact. They joined the Union Army against the Confederacy. And Lincoln himself and Horace Greeley, the editor of the Washington or the New York Post or New York Tribune, he began to buy articles from Karl Marx, who lived in a pigsty in London at the time, and print his articles in the newspapers. Well, I say in the Lincoln administration, they adopted what they called total war or totalitarianism. That began the overt effort to bring totalitarianism to America. That was the beginning. There were men before that taught it or preached it, but during that administration, and then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And the slippery slope now is where I think our nation, now, I want to be positive, Pastor Butch. I want to be optimistic, but I'm afraid that our nation is gone too far to return back to Democratic Republican government.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
That we are actually in a totalitarian state. You know, our founding fathers, and I revere them, and I don't bash our founding fathers, but I think that they made one big mistake. And, well, they might have made more than one. But, you know, some people say that this nation started out as a Christian nation. Other historians say, no, it did not start out as a Christian nation. But we have to admit that the state constitutions of all the original 13 original colonies,
that's true,
in their constitution, in order to hold public office, that a person had to agree that they believed in the Old Testament and the New Testament and in Jesus Christ. Now,
that's totally true. I want to say this too, brother. You're absolutely right. This nation was founded by the Pilgrims and Puritans as a Christian nation. They come over here with a sincere desire to break free from the Roman Catholic control and from the state church, come over and worship Christ as Protestant nations. And they brought forth a great nation, the greatest ever in history of the world, but following the Bible. They didn't pass laws, new laws to do anything. They made sure they were following the laws of the Bible. And people said they were too strict and too stern. Well, maybe so, my friend, but if they hadn't been for them and their walk with Christ, you would never have had America in the first place. It would have been destroyed. Today, we become so soft and mamby-pamby and liberal-minded as Christians, we tolerate sodomites to preach behind the pulpits and teach our children in the public schools. And you think God honors that? I guarantee he doesn't. Look at your children. Look at the heathens coming out of these schools. Look at the heathens teaching in the schools. And you're going to get me start preaching in a minute. But I'm going to tell you what, folks, we were founded a Christian nation. But by the time the 1700s come around, when the Constitution was written, they did a lot of things in the Constitution, either intentionally or unintentionally. It makes no difference. It was a doomed pact because it couldn't be handled because the law of God was not mentioned in that to be followed as the law of God. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
That's right. Well, in Article 6 of the Constitution, it says that the senators and representatives shall, you know, all executive and judicial officers shall support the Constitution. And then they said, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States.
That's right.
That let in every foul and unclean bird into our nation. I mean, it was in the 13 original colonies, it was Christianity. It was the Bible, Old and New Testaments, and Christ as our Savior. And then no religious test to qualify for public office under the Constitution let in, I mean, you could be a Jew or a Muslim or a Hindu or a Shinto or whatever.
Or a Satanist or a bisexual, a homosexual, makes no difference, anything.
That's right. You could be anything. And we're living the consequences of that phrase in our Constitution, Article Number 6.
Amen.
You know, and I think that every preacher, if he has any backbone, I mean, pastor, evangelist, whatever they may call themselves, or seminary professor, they should be speaking about the things that we are talking about on this program today. Because this idea that you separate religion from politics, what they're actually saying is that I want to hide behind the pulpit and not commit myself because a preacher, you know, he wants to be respectable. And he has a mortgage and he has a car payment now, all this stuff. And therefore, he becomes a slave to his congregation and to that offering plate that is passed every service. He becomes a slave. Preachers in this nation needs to be set free. And, you know, A.W. Tozer, a preacher of yesteryear, died in 1963. He made this statement, and it's a good one, brother. He said, Christianity has been watered down until the solution is so weak that if it were poison, it would not hurt anybody. And if it were medicine, it would not cure anyone.
And oh, that hurts, but that's true. That's very true. That's true.
You know, the churches You know, it's like what Coach Dave says all the time. Where's the church in fighting abortion, fighting all this, you know, transgenderism, fighting homosexuality, fighting all the other moral sins in this country? Because I believe, you know, when you read the Old Testament, they had a religion called Hebrewism or Hebraism. God gave it to Moses, but he also gave them statutes and judgments to govern the nation.
That's true.
And most preachers and their theology says, well, the whole law has been thrown out. Well, it was only the law of ordinances, you know, blood sacrifice and that type of thing that was done with in Christ. But the ordinances and the, not the ordinances, but the statutes and the judgments were given to rule a nation. So therefore, they had a religion and they had, quote, nationalism. And that word nationalism is a nasty word these days, as you well know. But the word nationalism means that you maintain your nation upon its foundation. And, you know, I was thinking one day, what actually establishes a nation? What are the common ingredients of a nation? In order to have a nation, in order to establish or maintain a nation, you must have three common ingredients. And this may upset some people, but you know, I'm not worried about that. You must have three common ingredients. You must have a common race of people, a common religion, and a common law system. And that's the only way you could build or maintain a nation, whether it be a Western European nation, an Oriental nation, or whatever. You must maintain that commonality among those three things. Well, you can see in our nation that this teaching of equality and diversity is actually wrecking our nation.
Well, brother, I will say this, and a multicultural society cannot long stand. Previous civilizations have proven that. You cannot have multiculturals. The cultures, everybody doing their own thing and worshiping on gods, and expect the whole nation together. It doesn't work that way. You know, if a people come into a nation, and they want to be part of that nation, they are expected, should be expected, to live as the people of that nation live and worship the God they worship and follow the laws they follow as far as righteous laws. But we haven't done that. For a little while we did do that. But didn't last long. We started compromising. Now, my goodness, now we're compromising with a pervert, a sick secretary of health. I mean, the ugliest piece of thing you ever saw walking around thinking he's a woman. We have the second in charge of nuclear waste who's dressed like a woman, looks like a man, and uses animals as part of his sex act. Come on, people. That's America today. Are you proud of that? Are you proud of that? And if you give money to a 501c3 corporation that supports these things, you're part of a whore. And believe me, folks, you're not going to go into glory, that way. Just read Matthew chapter 7. Go ahead, brother. I'll get started. Get me fired up here. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, you know what did the Lord Jesus say in the book of Revelation? He's concerning Babylon. He said, "Come out of her, my people."
Yes, he did.
Now, you know, I was raised in church, and the church that I was raised in, actually, this may be misunderstood by some people, helped me find Christ. But really, now, that denomination and every other one is part of the wrecking crew of our nation. And I know that's a strong statement, but denominations want to protect the building, their assets, bank accounts, and they will do anything. They will compromise their doctrine. They will compromise their moral standards, their holiness standards, in order to maintain that entity that they have created, which is actually a monster. Because we need men in this nation. And one of my prayers, Pastor Butch, for years, is that would God would raise up a body of men that would preach the Bible without fear or favor. They
Amen.
Would not be on anybody's payroll, no church payroll. They would be men on their own, just like Elijah or John the Baptist, and preach the gospel without fear or favor. And Jeremiah's mission in the Old Testament, he said, the Lord told Jeremiah, make Israel know their sins. Well, what does that tell us? Name the sins. A lot of preachers will get up in the pulpit and say, well, this is a sinful nation. That is a correct statement, but it's weak. It doesn't carry a punch. But when you start naming sin and calling out the names of those that promote these sins, national sins, then that way a man can be a real prophet of God. You know, I'm reminded of preachers of yesteryear. I don't know if you've ever heard of Dr. Mordecai Ham. He was a Baptist
oh, yes.
preacher.
Oh, yes, I've heard of him.
Or the preacher out in Texas. I forget his name. They would go to a city to hold a campaign. And Dr. Ham would actually stand up and call the names of the bootleggers in town. He would call the names of the owners of the brothels in town. He would call the names of the liquor store or the liquor industry owners in town. He was run out of town. He was beat. He was abused. He was maligned. But the thing of it is, he had the courage of the given by the Holy Spirit to expose sin.
But you know, brothers, today he'd be called a bigot cause, and a hater cause. You're not to judge. Don't you know Christ said don't judge? No, Christ did not say that. He didn't say that, folks. Not the way you read it in the Bible. Not the way you think he said it. He didn't say that. But now if you preach about sin and point to sinners, you're judging.
Oh, yeah.
Golly. Go ahead, brother.
And they tell us we've got a mean spirit.
Yeah. Think?
But, you know, when you read, I think it's the 23rd chapter of Matthew, what did Jesus do?
Brother, hang on through the break. We got to go to break. Hang on through the break. A long ways to go, folks. After the break, we'll take phone calls, as always, at 844-769-2944. If you don't mind being listed with, I guess, haters and judges, you can join us tonight. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Man of Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. We're talking to Pastor Charles Jennings of Truth in History, truthinhistory.org, truthinhistory.org. Check out his website. I think you'll find it very interesting. And I'm so thankful that a week or two ago, the Lord put him in my life. I did not know Brother Charles. I did not know him. I saw one of his brochures. I've had it for a while. Looked at it, I thought, man, this is good. I've had it for quite a while, actually. I got to get some of these. So I called the number, and doggone, he answered the phone. Can you believe that? And and we got to talk to each other, found out we had mutual friends who were not afraid to tell the truth. Got talking to Brother Charles here and realized that he's a man that has been preaching the gospel of Christ, telling the truth of Christ, not trying to tickle ears, and doesn't draw a big crowd. Matter of fact, he's told me the little fellowship they had got so small, the elders sold the building. So now they're meeting in homes. And I'm going to say this very clearly and very slowly. Now, listen to this. If you're going to a mega church, you're probably not attending a true church of Christ. The churches started out, when they were kicked out of synagogues, they started out in the homes in the book of Acts. They started in the homes.
That's right.
They've gone back to the homes because the mega churches don't want folks speaking like Brother Charles is or I do from time to time. They don't want us. That's why I don't get called to preach anywhere. They don't want this kind of teaching and preaching because it upsets their apple cart. They want to wait for the rapture and believe they're once saved, always saved, live like hell and go to heaven kind of teaching. They want that.
Yeah.
They don't get it from us. Brother, you go ahead. You're on a roll, and folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. And I'm going to say this again. I'm saying a total love, and I really, it breaks my heart to say it, but America cannot be turned around. And I don't care who you vote in office. Trump couldn't save us. Trump didn't save us. No man is going to save us. It's going to take repentance from the people, starting at the church, starting at his house, true repentance before God. then maybe, by the grace of God only, there might be a delay in judgment. But I don't see repentance at all. I don't see it in the churches. I don't see it anywhere. I just don't. And we keep remembering, I keep saying this, remember, there is no political solution to a spiritual problem. Forget
That's
it.
Right.
America right. is damned because she turned into a hellish nation, just as prophesied in the scriptures. Go ahead, brother.
That's right. Well, America is an empire. We're no longer
yes,
a
it
nation.
Is. Yes, it
now,
is.
Now, I love my country, but I'll have to say this. I hate my government. I cannot love my government. Our government, as we can obviously see on the news every day, is no better than a South American banana republic. The corruption
and worse in a lot of ways. Worse in a lot of ways. Worse in
yeah.
some ways.
Our nation run the iniquity in our nation runs long and deep and wide, more than what you and I realize.
Absolutely.
You know, we've got a filthy banking system. You know, this Federal Reserve system of 1913. And the banking system that holds us, everybody, in bondage. We've got a corrupt religious system. We've got a corrupt educational system. We've got a corrupt political system. And there is no human hope. It's just like you said, brother. There is no man that's going to be voted in that's going to save America and return us to the innocency of the 1950s. It's not going to happen.
No,
and, you know, we are an empire. In fact, I'll even go so far to say this, that we are the Babylon of the Bible. The
we are.
Day Babylon
we absolutely
of the Bible.
Are. Yes, we are. Amen.
You know, it's. I mean, we love our country. We love the people. We love the hills and the lakes and the mountains and all that. But we're rotten to the core. In our body politic and in our culture. I mean, look what the filth that comes out of the entertainment industry. Absolute filth. You know, we need a revival. I mean, you'll hear that term from a lot of preachers. But what I mean by that is we need a revival that will root out the evil in our nation. And will change our culture. Otherwise, it's just a series of two-week meetings, you know. And, you know, we all remember 9/11. And it was a big thing. I mean, you know, somebody has attacked our nation. And people got real religious for about 3 weeks. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that very well.
You know,
they sold out the little flags made in China. You couldn't find one.
You know, and they held a religious union meeting, ecumenical meeting, in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. And, you know, they had Reverend so-and-so and Rabbi so-and-so and Islam man come and all that. That was a farce. That was a joke, in my estimation.
Well, that was abomination before God, tell you the truth.
Yes, it was. You know, what's the thing that might get our attention? It might get the attention of the masses of America. And that is something 10 times, 25 times bigger than 9/11. It has to be where it touches our pocketbook and touches our stomach.
Amen.
You know.
And
it
started. It started, brother. It started. It started.
You know.
It started.
It's otherwise we are used to being lazy, overfed. We are complacent.
Selfish.
As a nation.
Selfish.
Yeah. And, you know, concerning the church of Laodicea, the Lord Jesus told John, you tell that church that they say that they are rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing. But their real description was, you're poor, you're blind, you're naked. And therefore, you know, he could cut them off. I think, you know, this may not be a happy subject to talk about, but I think it's realistic. This nation, I believe, I'm no prophet or the son of a prophet. This is my own prediction, that we are going to suffer a massive, massive judgment from God.
I agree. Because, and brother, I'm not prophesying anything either, but I think it's already started. We know the food shortage has already started. The coronavirus was a test for the church, telling the church stay home. You know, don't go out. And the churches in whole failed that test miserably. They stayed home and failed to keep Christ's word. And in Hebrews 10:25, we were told to go to church, but they stayed home because they're afraid of a virus. And what kind of God do they have that can't protect them from a virus?
Yeah, and, you know, some pastors actually stood up and said, I want everybody in this congregation, I can't make you, but I'm asking every one of you to go take the shot.
Yeah, well, they did.
Yeah. Some of them.
And Graham did. Franklin Graham did.
Yeah.
And was sick afterwards, by the way, too. Folks, this really happened in America. Go ahead. I don't mean to keep interrupting. We've got calls coming in. We'll get you in a minute, I promise. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. But, you know, I wanted to say this. How did we get this way? I guess there's a dozen different explanations of how we came to this point. But, you know, if you look back in history, and I'm going to make this real quick. When the year of 1900 turned over from the 1800s to the 1900s, I have listed seven isms that this last century has had to deal with. Number one, communism. Number two, evolution. Number three, the psychoanalysis by Sigmund Freud. And then racial egalitarianism, or, you know, diversity. And biblical textual liberalism from Westcott and Hort, when they changed the scripture, when they took the liberty to translate the Bible into a language or a translation that made it more compatible with their liberal beliefs, it opened the door for anything to come. And then dispensationalism, you know, the rapture theory and that type of thing, and Zionism. No other century has had to deal with those seven different isms. And every one of them has wrecked or contributed to the wreckage of our nation, brother.
Absolutely. Right.
But preachers will not mention any of these things. Oh, they might say, you know, we're not evolutionists, but, you know, really, evolution, what it did, it just gave a liberal, humanistic concept of the destiny and the origin of man. In other words, we're just animals.
That's what they say.
You know, we have no moral responsibility to God anymore.
Well, you know, and the people that practice these and the churches that allow these are so ignorant of the scriptures, they don't realize that they're fulfilling the prophecies for the last days. They're actually fulfilling the Bible, but they're so ignorant of the truth they can't see it.
Yeah. You know, maybe, you know, I hope it didn't upset any of your listeners, but, you know, I was raised in church. I consider myself a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. My salvation is in Christ and Christ alone. But yet, the institution of the church has become so corrupt that I no longer fit there. I thought I did at one time. I no longer fit there. And it bothers me. You know, that's why I'm kind of upset and emotional over this thing. Because Jeremiah was upset.
yes.
over the spiritual condition of his day. And he cried out to the Lord several times, Lord, I don't know if I can take this any longer. You know, but the Lord pressed on him, pushed on him. No, you go out there and you speak my word. And finally he said, Lord, your word is as a burning fire shut up in my
Amen. Bones. Amen.
You know, so Amen. We need men in this nation, such as yourself and many others, to just keep crying out against the sins and the iniquity of our nation from top to bottom, whether it be the president or the local dog catcher. You know.
Amen. Well, that's true.
Amen.
I'm going to say this. We'll take a phone call.
Okay.
Jeremiah was finally told by the Lord, don't even bother praying for this people. You got to tell them. You got to tell them. But don't even bother praying for them. It's too late. BC, you got to tell them anyway. You talk about a broken, and I feel that way in my spirit a lot. Pastor, I called you to preach. I didn't tell you that you're going to save souls. You got to preach the truth, and that results are mine. As somebody once said, duties are ours, consequences are God's. So I feel sometimes that way that, yep, I got to preach it. I don't think anybody's going to hear it. I think the country's finished. But my duty is to tell the truth. And, brother, just because you're not a preacher, talking about the people in the audience here, just because you're not preachers don't mean your duty isn't the same. Let's take a quick phone call. Let's go to New Mexico and talk to Mick. Mick, come on in and welcome.
Hey, Buck.
Hey.
I'm asking a question. What tribe of James does he belong to?
I'm sorry. What's the question? Yet? I didn't hear the question.
That's a loaded question. Are you related to my cousin Waylon Jennings?
On Waylon Jennings, I know who he was. Yes.
as far as I know, I'm no relation to Waylon Jennings.
Go ahead and sing a song for us and tell us. Okay.
I'm not Waylon, even though he's my seventh cousin. But most two Jennings are related here in America. But here's one thing I might tell you about. Kick you right in the teeth. One, America's not Babylon. America's Babylon's foot soldier. There's a difference. You understand?
Well, I know what you're saying. I don't agree with that, but I know what you're saying. I think we are Babylon. Either way, America's finished. Go ahead, Mick.
While Bush went into Iraq to rebuild Babylon. Now, remember that word where God said, I will rebuild Babylon, and he saw him said he would rebuild Babylon.
And they had. They built the system.
Yeah.
They definitely built
Babylon.
The system.
And rebuilt there in Iraq.
Babylon.
Go ahead, Brother Jim.
Babylon is a system.
Yes.
It's not just a city, you know, that was located over there in Iraq.
No,
I mean, that's history. But when you read the book of Daniel, you know, you've got this succession of empires. You've got Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome. But yet, in the book of Revelation, the Lord is talking about the corrupt commercial system, maritime, political, religious system, and he calls it Babylon. So Babylon, each one of those systems of Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome, each one of those chief characteristics of those empires are incorporated into this Babylonian system. And that is Babylonian money system, Babylonian law, Babylonian culture, and Babylonian religion. That's what they represent. So when I say Babylon, it's a system that is actually taken over not only America, but it's taken over the Western world. In fact, the whole world.
I agree. And the Western world, especially, is caught up in it. Mick, I hate to jump, but you make good points. Always do. We got to jump to the caller. Thank you, Mick. Let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Pastor Jennings. Hey, I would like to read something here just really, really quick to set this up. This is Ecclesiastes, which, you know, any Christian should know these verses, but I'm going to read here. This is chapter 12, where it says, Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear
Amen.
God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether they be good or whether they be evil. Now, Solomon writes this, and we know his reign from the time that he began to reign when he was a young man, through his dying days right here. That's what he's talking about. So right here, after all the things that he did and all the proverbs that he wrote and everything else, and there's a whole bunch of good things in there, mm-hmm. but he ends with repentance. Okay,
yes.
in verses 13 and 14 in Ecclesiastes. Now let's go to the book of John, 1 John 5, 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what this nation has done, and I know both of you pastors will agree with me. When we threw the commandments, and it goes back further than just removing them, you know, from the public places and from the schools. When
yes.
churches threw out the commandments, they threw out God, because he is
Amen.
The one who wrote them.
Amen.
Yes. And I get sick to death with people saying, oh, we're no more under the law, we're no more under this, and we're no more under that. I'm going to tell you, and I know I'm preaching here, and I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, when the good Lord, if you make a true confession to the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he come into your heart, and the book is very clear, it says, from the issues of thy heart flow good things, or come bad things. So if Jesus Christ lives in your heart, he brought the commandments with you. So he lives in your heart. And now you should not be breaking the commandments. I'm not saying we're perfect, Butch. But
No.
That's
where grace comes in. That's where grace comes in and our imperfections. But grace is not a license to sin either. Go ahead, brother.
Well, no,
right.
No, it's not. You know, and I talk with pastors now and again. Most of them here won't talk to me, but anyways, you know, I bring those things up. Because I've been in churches where they took the commandments right off the wall. The wall. And they're probably the same ones that whined and cried when they took them out of the school, or, you know, or took them out of public places. But they took them out of their heart. Because when you throw them out, you throw the one and only true and living God out, his son Jesus Christ, and told the Holy Ghost to take a walk. Now,
Amen.
I know people don't like the way I talk someplace, but I'm passionate about this. And God bless you both for what you do.
Well, thank you for the call, Gary. Thank you so much. And, folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944, about 5 minutes left. Go ahead, Brother Jenny.
The caller mentioned about law. God is a God of structure, and law is structure. It tells you what you can do and what you can't do. And if you did away with law, biblical law, I'm talking about biblical law, it would be just total chaos.
Well, look at us.
If you do away with civil law, I mean, there'd be no traffic lights, there'd be no stop signs, no speed limits. You see, God is a God of structure. And when he gave the law to Moses for Israel in the Old Testament, the moral commandments, the judgments, and the statutes to govern that nation, that was for a civil society. So we throw out the law of God, and what do we have? We have a society in total chaos. Total
when you
chaos.
When you throw out the law of God, what you have is America.
Yeah, perfect example. Yeah,
I mean, people whine and complain because things are rough and, oh, our kids are going to hell. But they're not doing anything but leading the way. All they're doing is talking. They're not standing up. They're not telling that they'll put your kids in something they call a public school, which it should be called a public fool zone. And they're taught by homosexuals and heathens and humanists. And we wonder why the children grow up to be heathens themselves. I mean, folks, it's what you feed them spiritually.
Yeah.
That's going to make him grow up to be a heathen. Go ahead.
Do you have another caller there?
No, I don't, no.
Okay, well, I'm glad he brought up that concept of law, because that is one of the most misunderstood ideas in church. I think every pastor, every man that calls himself a shepherd of the flock, should take the Bible, the Old Testament, and they say, oh, well, that's the Old Testament. God never changed.
Oh, okay.
When he said murder was sin, or adultery, or lying, or whatever, covetousness, that's still a sin.
It's still sin.
And when he said sodomy was a sin, it's still a sin.
Amen.
And people say, well, Jesus didn't talk about sodomy. He didn't have to. His law talked about it.
Already written. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk. Oh, Dave dropped. I'm sorry, Dave. But call back if you like. He took about a minute or so. I'm sorry. I had Dave online, and I didn't know it. Dave, I apologize. That's my fault. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you see, that's the excuse that many people have when you talk to them about law. They say, but Jesus, he didn't mention anything about sodomy or homosexuality. He didn't mention anything about transgender. He didn't mention anything about abortion. So we're free to do it. No, he wrote the Old Testament, because there's only one God. See, and Jesus Christ is God. He was there in the writing when the law was given to Moses. He didn't have to repeat everything that was in the Old Testament.
That's right.
See, because that book is one book. Instead of, okay, that's the old part, well, we just follow the new part, and, you know, our God is a God of greasy grace. You know, no, he's a God of judgment. He's a God of order. He's a God of law. And, you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, mentioned if you offend in one point of the law, you're guilty of all. Well,
amen.
that shows responsibility.
Brother, we're flat out of time. Give me a website one more time and how they can contact you.
Well, truthandhistory.org, and you can contact me there, or you can call my ministry number. It's 918-553-6000.
918-553-6000.
Yes.
You located where?
In Owosso, Oklahoma, about 10 miles north of Tulsa.
Brother, I've enjoyed this. Can I have you on again sometime?
Sure.
All right. You take care, and I'll see you soon.
Okay. Blessings. God bless you.
Okay. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow night. Dr. Perry Madej. Don't y'all go away. We'll see you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.